This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When SF Music Day first started, it was called Chamber Music Day. While the name has changed over the years, the heart of the one-day festival hasn't. For 10 years now, the nonprofit Intermusic has organized a day-long showcase of all genres of music in the Bay Area, from jazz and classical to new fusions, and it's all free of charge to audiences. This year, the festival will be at the San Francisco War Memorial Building on Sunday, September 24th. Executive Director of Intermusic Corey Combs and classical jazz harpist Destiny Muhammad spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about what you can expect from this year's SF Music Day.
I'll start with you, Corey. You're both classically trained musicians who've spent a lot of your professional lives in jazz and in other types of genres. And tell me how the background of musicians kind of affects the programming of the festival.
In my case, I never really looked at musical boundaries as a guidepost. I played all types of music, classical, jazz, Cuban, whatever interested me, I dove right into. And that's what we're really seeing in this festival and in the musicians, that Bay Area is so diverse in its approach to musical blending and styles, that so many different types of music that you might think are disparate come together in such unique ways. So that's really one of the main, I'd say, drivers in who we bring, is like, how are they bringing this music together? Is it a really traditional concept, or are they breaking all the boundaries? And we love both.
Destiny, your music crosses boundaries as well. As you say, you play everything from Celtic to Coltrane, and your actual instrument is something that people don't always relate to jazz.
Absolutely. So I love that concept of Celtic to Coltrane. I initially, when I first started playing, was playing Celtic music, jigs, reels, hornpipes, and got introduced to jazz, if you will, by way of two jazz harpists, Dorothy Ashby and Alice Coltrane. I said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move in that direction and still keep a foot in the classical world, because I kept hearing the classical music in jazz. I love that sound. Yeah.
And so is this the kind of festival that you feel at home in?
Absolutely. The first time I was invited to play on this festival, I was excited. We were at the San Francisco Conservatory. So, and I was hearing this beautiful immersion of just beautiful quintets playing real straight chamber music, and then like Howard Wiley on the other side just blazing away. And so I love that. This is an excellent festival, and I pray to be back on it again in years to come.
The format of it sounds like you could just walk across the hall, right? Or you're free to, the audience is free to go, come and go as they please from to room.
We are taking over the four performance spaces in the War Memorial and programmed each space to be not genre specific. So you can, as an audience member, can float around this experience and see as much or as little as they would like to of each performing artist. We really want it to be free and flexible.
That feels very different to me than what some people might imagine, like seeing classical music, that it's a more formal affair, that you buy a ticket, you sit down, and you enjoy quietly and still. How do you want your audiences to experience these shows?
Well, I think that by the nature of who we're bringing, these are going to be artists that bring their audiences in, regardless of style. And so, you know, I imagine there will be some folks that are by design coming and going, but I would think that probably most people are picking their schedule and are going to stay through most of it. But the artists are prepped to know that, hey, you might have some people drifting in and out. That's part of the nature.
Don't take it personally.
Take
they
it
might
personally.
Be just deciding right. to hear something else.
Exactly.
And then the musicians also float in and out. We get a chance to hear each other, because sometimes we're blessed to be working so much that we don't get a chance to get out and support each other. So here's an opportunity. We know, oh, I go on at 1:30 to 2. That means that so-and-so is going on. I'm going to go see them as soon as I'm done.
Is there any particular group or ensemble that you're excited about? You personally, either one of you, that you'd want to shout out? Or
everybody's music, because everybody is bringing their best to this. Everyone.
They know their peers are going to be there too. Maybe that makes a difference,
right? That's
right. Yeah.
The extra special audience.
I am excited so much. There is so many music. Maria, who's also a harpist, is going to be playing just before me, so I'm excited to have the opportunity to hear her just before me. Richard Howell and Sudden Change is ridiculous. Howard Wiley, ridiculous. He's going to be there, I think, with the extra nappy.
There's an incredible piano duo called Zofo, and they just do all, they're doing brand new commissions for this festival, so
nice.
Premiering pieces, and they do four hands on one piano, and I've never seen such virtuosity on, from two pianists at the same time. So that I'm really excited about. I've seen them once before, and they're thrilling.
I agree. And I want to say what I'm excited about is that this festival really isn't designed with us in mind. It's local musicians.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that it is primarily about the local artists. It is about us.
Do you feel
here.
Like that's rare or just not as much as you would like? Or?
How about that?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. How about that?
And that's really central to our mission as an organization, that we're a support organization designed to support Bay Area musicians and artists. So that's really why this festival is this way and will stay this way.